So, can you think of even one biblical character that starts with the letter O? One. Think of one. I'll wait. Either can anyone else. Fact is, when I got out the Theological Dictionary of the Bible and I went under O, it was a very short chapter. So we can think of a couple. One is, how about all of you? Obadiah. I said this morning, if I'd had one more son, I would have named him Obadiah. We got Onesimus. He's going to be our one. Anybody else? Can you think of another? That's only in the Swedish Bible, dear. Yeah. Yeah. Orpah was one I came up with. Remember who Orpah is? Ruth, she was the one who said, yeah, and then like Onesimus, and it's pretty much almost the same person in the Bible. So we are going to do Onesimus. You ever heard of him?
No.
Onesimus, do you know what that name means?
No.
We've got to get you to Sunday school more often. What does Onesimus Sunday school more often? Useful. Onesimus was a slave. And back in the day, they had slaves. And Onesimus was a servant. He was a slave. And he escaped from his master. And not only did he escape from his master, he stole from his master so that he could escape. Not so good, yeah? This story gets better and better as we go. So Onesimus ran off, and who does he meet? St. Paul. Or just Paul, back then, before he was a saint. He met Paul. Paul, big, you know, kind of cool dude, you know who he is anyway. And Paul and Onesimus become close. So much so that Onesimus becomes useful to him. Isn't that special? And so Paul, I'm going to fix this mic because it's driving me crazy. Paul eventually wants Onesimus to stay with him. So you know what he does? He writes to Onesimus's master. And he says, "Dear Onesimus's master, I would like you to let Onesimus go free." What do you think his master said?
No.
Wrong. You had a 50-50 chance, so you did pretty good. No, as a matter of fact, back to his master and begs that his master would allow him to be with Paul.
He did say no because otherwise no one would have to beg to let him go.
Yeah, he probably did say no at first. You're probably right. But Onesimus then became Paul's partner and friend. And, little known fact, may have later become a bishop. What's a bishop?
Something in chess? At all.
Later in life, he became a chess piece. Well done, probably closer to the truth. But no, a bishop is a pastor of pastors, so he's like the boss. So Onesimus is our O person. I was hoping you would say Oprah because I was going to weave her in, but it didn't work out. So do you know who Oprah is?
Kinda.
Okay, work on it with your grandmother. She'll tell you after a while. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for Onesimus, who was useful and who became free in Christ. Amen. Thanks. You can go back to your places.